When you start a long regular season in hockey, you might be a little antsy to begin that season. You start off with a sprint. Thing is, these things tend to be a bit of a marathon instead. So it's good to slow down, rest up, take a break. The Menace are undefeated through the first six games of the season. They've also been off since last Friday, aside from practices, of course. The team now gets ready for the North York Rangers this coming Friday. We spoke with Captain Graham McCauley about last week's win, preparing for tomorrow night against the Rangers, and how he feels about the late-game chippiness in some of these matchups. Here's Episode 3 of Season 2 of Recap with Cap. So there's been a few days off for you guys. You guys had a game on Friday, last Friday, against the Burlington Cougars. 5-1 win. How did you feel going into that game, and how did it go for you guys?
I mean, obviously a great win. Burlington being one of our rivals, in their Halton matchup, always easy to get up for those games. You know, going into it, we knew there was a lot of turnover with their roster, so we weren't really sure what to expect. But even more reason just to go into the game, not worrying about what they are and just kind of work on our game. But nonetheless, it was a good, really good game. Got Kinger on the board, new guy. And then kind of just shut it down. They got up early and just kind of focused on a couple things, D-zone structure, all that. But a good win Friday, and then, you know, had a good couple of days off. So definitely a successful weekend at coming out of the showcase.
The last time you guys played each other was in the playoffs, I believe. It was the first round. You guys swept them 3-0 in the series. Was that on your mind or going into this game? Do you think it was on their mind at least?
No, I don't think so. I think that's all flushed. And like I said, they do have a lot of turnover on their roster, but I think even if they had the exact same team, I think that's all kind of flushed out of your mind at this point. New season, kind of reset. You don't really even think too much about all that.
Now, looking at the third period, it got chippy. a lot of physicality in the third period. I know that's how Coach Dan and even Jason wants the team to be is physical. What is going through your mind? Because I know you're not necessarily the most physical player out there. You can't necessarily be as a defenseman who's a captain. So when you see all the guys throwing the bodies, maybe some hands and stuff, what's going through your mind as the team captain and I guess the top defenseman?
Well, I love the physicality. I love throwing the hits, but I think the most important thing, especially when you're up late in a game like that, is, you know, you can be physical, you can get in the scrums and all that, do what you need to do, but just don't get hurt, don't get suspended. I think those are the two most important things. I think if you can come out of the game being physical without doing those two things, then I think that's even more reason to be more physical.
Was there a mindset coming out of that game, knowing you had 7 days off to just rest, that maybe you can leave it a bit more out on the ice?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, especially having the games on Monday, Tuesday, playing Friday, we only had the one practice during in between. I think you put it all on the ice and empty the tank, and then have a couple of days off, reset, and then we've had a full week of practice this week. So definitely.
All right, let's look ahead to tomorrow, Friday, September 26th, North York Rangers. You guys have had their number as of late. What's the matchup like for you guys heading into the North York Rangers game?
Honestly, don't know too much about them. I think it's very important. You can't really look at records. I think it's very important in this league. You know, there's a couple teams that have been weak in the past that have, you know, kind of proven this year that that's not the case. So you go into it not even worrying who you're playing against. I think you just go in kind of like we did against Burlington. You just go in working on what we need to do and focusing on ourselves and not worrying about who's on the other bench. And the results will come naturally if we're just playing our game.
When you see that the CJHL, I guess the across the country, has you in the top 20 list, does that get you guys excited knowing where you sit, I guess, nationally in this league?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be recognized. I think regardless of those rankings, I think we all know where we sit. But it's nice to get recognized because I know last year we weren't too high on the rankings, and then we did what we did in the playoffs. But No, I mean, nice to get recognized, but, you know, it's still early, only 5 games in. And even if we weren't on any of those rankings, we still know where we sit for sure.
I guess it's still hockey at the end of the day, you know, game by game, pucks in deep, that whole mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I'll finish things off here with the North York Rangers game, just because it is the next game coming up on the schedule. It's a home game again. Excited to see the fans in the building.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good. I think, you know, we've definitely had a lot more home games coming out the start of the season here. So definitely easy to settle into a season when you're playing at home a lot with the home crowd. You know, save or drive to North York, that's for sure. But can't complain about playing at home. Hopefully the Barn's packed on Friday night, and can't wait to get going.
All right, thanks for doing this.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.